by listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're thankful that you are a part of our congregation today. We invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will use us and our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. The choir opens the musical part of our broadcast service, singing for us, Be an Overcomer. Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting the gospel today to this precious people, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to make our broadcast a blessing to each and to every one. We are thankful for the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. We know that it is also an encouragement and a help for those who are endeavoring to live for Thee. So take this broadcast, bless our congregation, and may you get glory through all that is done. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
hot burning desert, struggling the right road to cheer. Somewhere up ahead there's good, clear water, and defeat is one word I don't need. To behind the mountain, too many rivers my feet have walked through, too many treasures awaiting over yonder, and there's too much to gain to lose. Yes, there's too much to gain.
The Way of True Singers singing for us, Too Much to Gain, to Lose. You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, and we're certainly thankful that you are with us today. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And at the close of today's broadcast, the Lord willing, we will be giving you our mailing address. And we would be thankful if you would take time to let us hear from you. The subject for today's broadcast, Are You Drifting? And we're not asking this question in an accusing way, but we would provoke you to think and to consider. And our text of Scripture is taken out of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should drift away from them. And we want to start the message or the thoughts with a story. Two young men were fishing above a dam on a river near their hometown. As they were concentrating on catching fish, they were unaware that they had drifted until they were not far from the water flowing over the dam. When they realized their situation, the current near the dam had become too powerful for them to keep their boat from going over. Below the dam, water was dashing with strong force over great boulders and through crevices in the rocks. Caught by the swirling waters under the rocks, they never came to the surface. After days of searching, the divers finally found one body, and then, two or three days later, the other. The author of this is unknown, but it's from the Gospel Guide. The danger of drifting is not limited to the physical realm, as is revealed in this story. Our text finds us, is warning us in regard to spiritual drifting. It is possible for Christians to drift away from God and truth, and many have. Therefore, we have this warning in our text today, Hebrews 2 and 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. That means that we should really pay attention and be concerned and be alert and be watchful. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, things that we have heard from the Word of God, things that we have read in the Word of God, things that we have heard men of God preach to us. So we should take heed to these things, lest we drift away from them. Drifting requires no effort. And I repeat that. Drifting requires no effort. Just stop oaring and the boat will start drifting. The same is true for the Christian, which is why we are told to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. It can be an unconscious process. It is possible to drift unawares. Look at the church in Laodicea, the seventh letter that Christ dictated to John to write. What they thought of themselves was something, one thing, and what Christ said their true state was another thing. They said, "We are rich, and we are increased with goods, and we have need of nothing." But Jesus Christ said to them, "You don't know it, but you're miserable, you're wretched, you're blind, you're naked, and I charge of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire." And he was not talking about literal gold there. He was talking about the truth. Pure gold symbolizes and represents truth in certain scriptures in the Bible. And we are told by the wise man, "Buy the truth and sell it not." Planes and ships have been known to drift off course, and many times it has a tragic ending. The church at Ephesus also was told they were rewarded or they were commended for what they were doing as far as what was right. But then after Christ commended them various ways, he said to them, "Nevertheless, I have something against you, for you have left your first love." Now, he didn't say they had lost it. He said they had left it. And whenever you leave something, you know that you are leaving it. So this congregation at Ephesus had left their first love. And whenever you leave your first love, it's going to be filled with something else. If you let the love of God leak out of your heart, as it were, then it will be filled doubtless with materialism, with the world. So again, we need to watch, we need to pray that we enter not into temptation. We never drift upstream or against the tide. You never go over a waterfall's roaring upstream, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, "Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, and it takes faith to be an overcomer. Without faith, it is impossible to please God." Peter, here in the 2 Peter chapter 1, and I read part of verse 5, but here in this chapter, he tells us a number of things that we need to add to, and he said, if we will do this, we will never fall. And so he told us to add to these other things faith, for we walk by faith, not by feelings. Now, the speed downstream increases, even as a little story that we read at the beginning of today's message. The speed increases. The dangers increase with the speed of the drift. When you hear the noise of the waterfall, it may well be too late. When we lose sight of the land, it is more difficult to discern that we are drifting. So keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the goal by keeping your eyes on Christ. As we move farther and farther from the Lord, we care less and less about what we do. We become careless in our experience, and we can do things that we would not have done if we would have been putting the Lord first in our lives. It is not only dangerous to the individual who drifts, but it is also dangerous to others. A ship just drifting is a hazard to all that are on board, and it's also a hazard to any other vessels that are nearby in the area. Parents who are just drifting will soon lose golden opportunities to teach their children the right way of the Lord. And remember, God has charged parents with responsibilities. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. So I would point out again that you are not only responsible to keep your own experience up to date, but you are responsible for those dear children. If you are a husband and father, you are responsible to teach those dear children the right ways of the Lord. Not only teach them orally, but teach them by example. Again, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. So Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. Now many who drift are tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Ephesians 4 and 14. Yes, as you begin to drift, you open yourself up to false doctrines, false teachings, and you are in danger of being led astray. Common signs of drifting. Diminishing desire to study God's Word and pray. That's one of the indications of drifting. Diminishing desire to study God's Word and pray. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. So Jesus said, as recorded in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. And Jesus goes on there in that 18th chapter of Luke and tells us a parable. There was a widow in a given city, and there was an unjust judge there. And this widow woman, went to that judge to get him to avenge her of her adversary. And at first, he gave her no mind and would not give her what she desired. But, according to the parable Jesus gave, she kept coming, and she kept coming, until the judge, who did not fear God or man, said, I'm going to give her the desire of her heart, lest she continually weary me with her coming again and again. And Jesus went on to say, will not God avenge his own elect, which cry unto him day and night? Just because you have prayed one time doesn't mean you need to stop praying about a given thing. Elijah prayed 7 times when he was there on Mount Carmel praying for the rain. And he didn't stop until he had an indication that God had indeed heard his prayer. And we have record of others in the Bible who prayed more than one time about a given thing. Jesus himself went out early in the morning and spent time in prayer, and occasionally even spent all night in prayer. And if the Son of God found it necessary to pray, how much more we? So we are to watch, we are to pray, we are to study the Scriptures, and not just for head knowledge, but to apply them to our own heart and to our own life. The Bible is a source of information not found anywhere else in the world. Yes, you find in the Bible a source of information in regard to how to live a true, consistent Christian life. It provides direction for living happy and useful lives. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to kill, or to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come, that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. St. John chapter 10 and verse 10. So the Word of God provides direction for living happy lives. As you look around you today, do you not see many people who are unhappy, murmuring, complaining, fussing, quarreling? You don't find that taught in the Bible. You don't teach, you don't find that way taught in the Bible, I say. But we are taught to love one another with a pure heart fervently. And we are to be able, through the grace of God, to live a happy, victorious, useful life. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Prayer is a wonderful blessing and an avenue to communicate with God. It is also a source of strength. And Jesus prayed much, I say. And we're not only to pray for ourselves, but we are to pray for others, bear one another's burdens. A diminishing desire. We're talking about now common signs of drifting. A diminishing desire to be with God's people is another sign of drifting. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's Psalm 122, 1. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, and even as we see that day approaching, Hebrews 10:25. And when we think about common signs of drifting, fellowship with God's people is necessary to help us to grow in our experience and to keep from drifting. Fellowship with God's people extends beyond the services of the church, not just during Sunday morning or Sunday night church service or Wednesday night prayer meeting. No, the fellowship with God's people extends beyond that. And God's people are interested in one another, as well as lost souls. And God's people pray one for another, and they help bear one another's burdens. When a Christian prefers the companionship of the world rather than fellowship with Christians, he is drifting in his experience, and he's drifting toward the rocks of spiritual destruction. Another thought, losing the desire to share the gospel with others. Jesus said to the disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus also said in regard to his disciples, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And Jesus also said in regard to his followers, his disciples, you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Let us put that in today's language. You shall be a witness unto me in your home, in your community, in your nation, even unto the ends of the world, wherever you may go. Let your light shine and be a witness for Christ. So losing the desire to share the gospel with others is another indication of our drifting away from the things of God. Increasing thrill over things of the world, something you never saw over spiritual things. Drifting, increasing thrill over the things of the world, something you never saw over spiritual things. In other words, you're putting material things, the things of the world, ahead of spiritual things, and you're headed for a backslidden state when that happens. Now, remedies against drifting. Keep pressing toward the mark. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Love the truth and live it out in your life. Resist the devil, steadfast in the faith. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation, rooted and grounded in Christ and keeping your eyes on the goal. Let us examine ourselves and make sure that we are not drifting. Again, I say this message is not intended to accuse, but it is intended to provoke you to think and to consider and make sure that you are not drifting. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we drift away from them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied the message and made it a blessing to hearts. And we pray, Heavenly Father, if there be any unsaved in our audience, help them to realize and to know they need to give their hearts and lives over to Thee so that You can lead them in a victorious, happy Christian life. So bless this broadcast to each and to everyone in our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It has been a privilege to share with you another Way of Truth broadcast, and we trust that it has been a blessing. Again, our mailing address, and we would be happy and thankful if you would take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, our fax number. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service begins at 7 on Wednesday evenings. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Avner Craig. We do thank you for being with us today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in the station at this same time next week for another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.